Iran president tells UN Israel a savage nation that kills women and children. By Deborah Brand on September 21, 2022. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi used his address at the United Nations on Wednesday to declare Israel is a savage power that kills children before adding Iran remains the protector of Palestinians. The Iranian leader also said his country's nuclear program was for peaceful purposes, and that the U.S. had trampled on the nuclear accord. He also called for former President Donald Trump to face justice at the UN General Assembly for the killing of IRGC Commander Qasem Soleimani. The region has not seen previously such an occupying savage power such as the Zionist regime in its midst in the past. The killing of children and women are present in the dark report card of the Zionist regime, Raisi said. The killing of Palestinian women and children and new generations shows everyone that 7 decades of Israeli occupation and savagery is still with us, he said. Raisi called for all Palestinians, Muslims, Christians and Jews to found one state before accusing Western powers of running away and evading solutions proposed by Iran to solve the Palestinian crisis. Iran's supreme leader has called for the destruction of Israel on several occasions. He slammed the global outcry over the death of Mahsa Amini, 22, an Iranian woman killed by the regime's modesty police for not covering her hair. According to Raisi, there was a double standard, and he pointed to the deaths of dozens of innocent women in Canada as well as Israel's actions in Gaza. Addressing Iran's nuclear program, Raisi slammed the double standards of the West, which monitors Iranian nuclear actions while Israel's own alleged nuclear program is not subject to scrutiny. He added Iran will not return to the nuclear deal if the U.S. was unable to provide guarantees it would remain a partner in the new agreement. Can we really trust the U.S., without guarantees and assurances that it will live up to the agreement this time? He asked the General Assembly. He said that while Iran was very serious about returning to the deal and solving the issues therein, the country would be fine without it. We have managed to neutralize U.S. sanctions in many cases. The maximum pressure policy suffered an embarrassing defeat. We found our path, independent of any agreement, and will continue steadfastly. Iran is not seeking to obtain nuclear weapons. Such weapons have no place in our doctrine, he said.